Damascus says Ankara is providing logistic support for terrorists inside Syria. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says what Turkey is doing makes it party rather to all the bloodshed in his country. Assad called on Turkish authorities to stop meddling in Syria's internal affairs. A second attack against foreign forces in Afghanistan in 3 days. An Afghan soldier turns his gun on American troops at a U.S. base in central Ladakh province, wounding 5 of them. On Sunday, 3 British soldiers died in a similar attack by an Afghan policeman in the south. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy and renewed corruption charges against him. Investigators have raided Sarkozy's home and offices in a probe into accusations that he accepted illegal cash during his 2007 presidential election campaign. Financing allegedly came from billionaires to the L'Oreal cosmetics empire, Lilian Betancourt. In just a few weeks, London will be hosting the Olympics, and the latest news, surface-to-air missiles will be deployed at 6 sites in the city. Angry Londoners continue their protests against the military plan ahead of the Games. Some are even taking legal action against the government. Austria's federal police say they've identified hundreds of pedophiles in a worldwide operation. More than 270 of the suspects were located in Austria alone. The so-called Operation Carol was carried out over a year-long period in about 140 countries. It's considered to be the world's biggest sweep against online pedophilia. Chlorine leakage creates mayhem in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. More than 70 people were poisoned after exposure to the gas. The victims include more than 20 women and a dozen children. The leak came from an 800-liter tank of chlorine. Police have launched a probe into the incident. A huge explosion and a big fire at an oil refinery in Thailand's capital. Thai officials are shutting down the refinery for at least 1 month. It took firefighters 2 hours to put out the flames. There are no reports of casualties. The cause of the incident is under investigation. Nicaragua and an ambitious interoceanic canal. The Central American country's Congress approves plan for the construction of the project linking the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean. It's hoped that the canal could provide a regional alternative to Panama's aging passageway.